In Spain, today is the first anniversary of the Madrid bombings, when 10 bombs exploded aboard 4 crowded commuter trains. King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia led the nation in 5 minutes of silent tributes today. 191 people died and nearly 2,000 were injured in Al-Qaeda's worst attack in Europe. But the relatives of some victims stayed home or left the country to avoid reliving memories of the attacks. They were also protesting the year-long political squabbling that has followed the bombings. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski joins me from Madrid. And Jerome, how have the events of last year affected the lives of ordinary Spaniards?
Life in Spain has changed a bit, but certainly not as much as in the United States. There's no Department of Homeland Security here, no Patriot Act, and Spaniards pride themselves on that. They feel the way to deal with this is to get over it. They feel America overreacted to 9/11. Other people, on the other hand, I would say a minority, think there's a false sense of security here. A lot of people think that this attack was retribution for Spain's involvement in Iraq. And now that the troops have been pulled home, they think that the problem has, in a way, been solved. But I have to say that the authorities here don't see it that way, or at least they say they don't. On a day-to-day level, you don't see that much more security on the streets or in airports. But on a day like today, with so many world leaders here, the place is crawling with police and security forces.
And have the police caught the perpetrators?
Several weeks after the bombing, there was a standoff. The police traced 7 of the members of the cell that allegedly carried out the attack. They traced them to a suburb of Madrid in the south, and these suspects allegedly triggered an explosion, killing themselves and one policeman. In subsequent investigations, the cell's connections have been traced around Europe, and also to a group that has attacked in Morocco and Casablanca, and there's even been links established with suspects in the September 11th attacks in the U.S.
Some of the families of the victims are upset with the political squabbling, as we alluded to earlier, that in the past year that's followed the bombings. What are they upset over?
Well, that's true, Madeline. Many of them are upset. They feel that their suffering has been lost in the usual fight between the right and the left in Spain. On the left, a lot of people blame the previous right-wing government for supporting the war in Iraq, and they feel that the right has tried to deal with this by casting doubt on the theory, which is widely held by the authorities, that Islamists were behind the attack. In turn, the right feels the left caved in to terrorism in the elections that were held 3 days after the attack. They believe that people voted for the current Prime Minister, Zapatero, because of his promise to pull troops out of Iraq.
Reporter Jerome Sokolowski joined us from Madrid. Thank you.
It was a pleasure, Madeline.